tutto mi vogliono donne ragazzi, e che fanciulle.
Quella parrucca?
Presso la barba. Tutto mi vogliono con la parrucca, presso la barba, presso il biglietto. Ehi! Hey! Figaro, 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 qua, Figaro là, Figaro qua. I'm not sure about that. Figaro su, Figaro giù, Figaro su, Figaro giù,
Figaro giù.
Sotto mi fumi nessuno fa cotum. Della città, della città, della città, della città, della città. Avrò un figaro, bravo, bravissimo. Avrò un figaro, bravo, bravissimo. A tempo turna, a tempo turna, a tempo turna, non mancherà. La 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 la. A tempo turna, non mancherà. Sono il fatotum della città. Se la c'è.
Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM or online at CFRC.ca. This is Bright Side of the Poo. I'm Henry, your main host, with my lovely cud-chewing assistant, Tommy. Say hi, Tommy.
Hey, it's Tommy.
And I have a special guest. It is my brother, who has come here all the way from Toronto, Ontario, my hometown.
This is
Lou.
The brothers episode.
Hello.
Yeah, it is. The Water Brothers. Who would ever...
No, because my brothers were just on.
Man! You gotta shut up, man.
What is your problem?
Anyway, you just listened to Largo Figaro by Baba. That's kind of a take on a...
Figaro.
Figaro. Oh. R-O, not Figaro.
Yeah. Hilo Piccolo. Do you know
Lou,
how to do
Lou, talk into the mic. Make sure you talk loud. We don't want to miss a single thing you're saying. Now keep on dissing on Tommy here, please.
Yeah, that's what the show's
Why?
All about. Do you know how to do Hilo Piccolo?
What?
Okay, do you know how to do lemonade? Do you remember
what?
Lemonade? Oh, do you know what I know how to do? Marzy dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divies, a tiddly divey two wood and two.
Do you know how to do lemonade?
Wait, I think I remember lemonade.
You get
lemonade.
Lemons, you get honey, it's or like, sugar.
Lemonade. Crunchy ice. Sip it once.
Sip it twice.
Keep on doing it. That's
and
good.
And then there was I forget
no,
the
no,
rest.
What's yeah. the next one? Next.
Wait, do you remember Winston? Winston.
I think that's two.
Oh, do Winston right now.
Do you remember I went to a Chinese restaurant to buy a loaf of bread. They wrapped it up in bubble gum, and this is what they said.
Nice.
Do you remember that?
Nope, I never played those games as I made Leaf Forts.
You can. Yep, and you're trying to say I'm fat. Yeah, you still lifted the chair.
It was pretty hard, though. I had to use almost 99% of my power.
Just for people who are listening, I'm showing a finger right now. This is what your arm looks like.
Let's go up your butt. Anyway, y'all.
There is a child here.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, sorry, please dude. Do not say the B word. But.
Can I say booty?
Can I say leaky bum?
No, no, you can't. Actually, that's the Canadian Broadcasting Association.
What's the...
You can't say that with leaky butt.
Leaky bum.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Did I say... Oh, I said...
You
I
said
that's
again.
Even worse.
Yeah.
We're taking... Bright side of the poo, get off the bright side of the poo, get off the bright side of the poo, get off the air. So you're going on reels right now. I'm
this
just going to
TikTok. My brother said
that's
he said
worse.
Because this is the brothers.
Okay, y'all. Next song you're going to hear is going to be Ruthlessness.
From Epic the Musical.
That was Lou's first choice.
In all my years of living, it isn't very often that I get pissed off. I try to chill with the waves, but damn, you crossed the line. I've been so gracious, and yet you hurt the son of mine. That's right, the Cyclops you made blind.
mind.
No.
I'm left without a choice and without a doubt. Yes, the back of wolves is swimming with the shark now. I gotta make you bleed. I need to see you drown. But before you go, I need to make you learn how ruthlessness is mercy upon ourselves.
Ruthlessness is mercy upon ourselves.
Ourselves. You are the worst kind of good. Cause you're not even great. A Greek who wreaks a false righteousness, that's what I hate. Cause you fight to save lives but won't kill and don't get the job done. I mean, you totally could have avoided all this had you just killed my son. But no, you are far too nice. Mercy has a price. Son's pain and all his cries.
Poseidon, we meant no harm. We only hurt him to disarm him. We took no pleasure in his pain. We only wanted to escape.
The line between naivety and hopefulness is almost invisible. So close your heart. The world is dark and ruthlessness is
mercy.
Die.
What have you done?
When does a ripple become a tidal wave?
43 left under your command.
When does a man become a monster?
I am your darkest moment. The monster. Last words.
All I gotta do is open this bag.
What? Remember me.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, hello everybody, welcome back. Lou, you want to tell them what they just heard?
Yes, the first song was Ruthlessness from Epic the Musical, and that last one was Hot to Go by Chapel Run.
Now that Hot to Go, a hit that deserved to be a hit, I'll tell you that. Oops.
Well, you know what show you might hear that song on? Bangers with Claire.
It seems today that all you hear is violence and perverts and news on the air.
That is Bangers with a Zed.
Can you stop turning this into an ASMR channel, please?
Oh, but that's what we do best here.
I've been out of my house since the weekend.
Save me.
You aren't the one listening to this, Lou. They are. And we love y'all for it. Yeah. So, Lou, why did you choose those two songs? Any thoughts on them? Or you just like them?
Ruthlessness is one of my favorite songs from Epic the Musical. Mm-hmm. Go listen to it. Epic the Musical is a concept album based on the Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. Go listen to it. And Hot to Go, I just... Gay.
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 Oh, I love Gay. It. Oh, I love it. Well, oh. Did I say I love it? I mean, we all love it.
Yes.
I mean, so Man on the Moon, he loved it. King Cupid, he loved it. Everyone loved it. Oh, my God.
Who's King Cupid?
The big gods love being gay.
You don't know King Cupid?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Who? Man, who let this owl in here? You know who else loved it? Snagglepuss loved it. You know
that's
who else
new,
loved it? Leon Kennedy.
That's the Snagglepuss is the new show.
Well,
mascot.
Hello there. I'm Snagglepuss.
I don't like how good you are at that owl.
Just, it sounded like the Mad Hatter.
Oh, that too.
Can you do Bugs Bunny, please?
And what's up, Doc?
That was not good. Who was I supposed to be?
Who was that supposed to be?
I gotta go.
You do?
No. It's called a joke.
Alright.
That's supposed to be Daffy Duck?
Not Daffy.
Oh, I meant
That's
Donald.
That's two different franchises.
Yeah, but there were crossovers.
I'm sorry. I'm bad when it comes to cartoons.
More okay. Like Disney, because it's a business.
Disney?
Down...
More like Nazi. Because Walt Disney was a Nazi.
You hear about this, Lou?
No, actually, I'm not involved with business politics.
No, I'm going to say this nicely. No. No,
What are you doing?
How can you be alive and not be involved in business politics? Business politics, your life. No.
I'm broke.
I went to the hospital and they put me in the hallway.
You did?
Was they did. Stupid? They didn't give me a room.
Because you had a stupid nose infection because you stuck my poo up there, poop noser.
Oh, I was actually in
brown,
the hospital.
Brown noser.
Shut up.
I was actually not in the hospital not too long ago. Wait, that doesn't make sense.
Which hospital was it?
No, I was in the hospital not too long ago. I wasn't not... Whatever. Anyway... I broke my collarbone.
Oh
my God, yeah.
Thank God they didn't put you in.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. Well, I now have like a permanent bump on my shoulder.
Oh.
Guys, this family just loves having bone problems.
Well, all I'm going to say is thank God they took you to the hospital and not the hospice. Anyways, our next
What's
song is
it's
going to be...
It's where old people go when they're about to die.
Hospice care.
Yep. Okay.
Well, they
so
put
just...
me in the hallway. Look, we have more time to fill.
No.
In the hallway. They put me in the hallway.
And I don't care.
And you
the
know what?
Ruler of every.
I was there for like 5 hours.
The next song is going to be the ruler
At
of
least
everything.
I got to go to pediatric.
Yeah, I wish I could go.
By Tally.
I miss Gio. Yeah.
Hall.
Juno was mad, he knew he'd been had, so he shot at the sun with a gun. Shot at the sun with a gun, shot at his wily one, only friend.
In the gallows or the ghetto, in the tower.
got draconian pants.
Want you or not, slip you into a trance.
Do you like how I walk?
Do you like how I talk?
Do you like how my face disintegrates?
You your job?
I have a wonderful wife, I have a powerful job. She criticizes me for being egocentric.
You practice your mannerisms into the wall.
If this mirror were clear, I'd be standing so tall.
I saw you slop her over clovers on the side of the hill.
I was observing the birds.
Facade is a scam.
You know you're making me cry. This is the way that I am. I've been living a lie, a metamorphical scheme.
Detective undercover, brotherhood objective obscene.
Oh no, no.
Today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Boehner's with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Boehner's with Claire. Go stream Boehner's with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
Okay, welcome back. You are still listening to Bright Side of the Poo here on CFRC 101.9 FM or online at CFRC.ca. Oh, thank you. Actually, I was just expecting you to give me a dirty look or something.
Oh, I don't know.
So, our previous two songs, those would have been, well...
I Want to Be a Slut by Pansy Division.
And then before that, a personal favorite of Tommy's, The Ruler of Everything by Tally Hall. Now, I'm a big fan of that song too, Tommy. Why do you like that song so much?
Probably because it's just so bad.
So bad, it's good. Like The Room by Tommy Wiseau. He directed it.
Yep. I did not hit her. I did not.
Oh, hi, Mark.
When I went to London... When I went to London in 2023, I think, maybe 24.
My name's Tommy, I'm rich as hell.
It was through the school, and...
Well, what school? This school?
My school.
My name's Tommy, I do school. Went to a well-financed school.
It was Catholic. Of course it was.
Oh, yep. Well, you know what I was hearing the other day? Sorry to cut you off.
Okay. They were just showing The Room everywhere.
Have you heard that the Mormon Church of Canada has sent over $1 billion to Brigham Young
University. We're gonna drink lots of soda.
In like the past like 10 years.
How much money?
$1 billion.
Why? Where are they getting that?
Well, in the Mormon Church, if you go to Mormon Church, every single person who goes has to give tithings. It's a requirement.
See, I went to Catholic church. You have to give, though.
They get a tax reduction for them, too.
Wow. These people should be sent to jail.
No, I saw a whole report by the Fourth Estate.
Oh, my God. I watched Rick and Morty. This Hour Has 60 Minutes. I love This Hour Has 60 Minutes.
You mean 22 minutes?
No.
No, this hour has 22 minutes.
Is it?
Yes!
This hour has 60 minutes, unless that's like 60 minutes like, by CBS.
Maybe it is.
See, it really? This hour is 22 minutes.
Oh, this is like...
Oh, wow,
this isn't
I can't believe that.
What did you say, the Rorschach effect?
My mom calls it This Hour Has 60 Minutes,
what is it
so that's why
it's
I'm
the Nelson Mandela
it.
Effect?
Anyways, that guy does a fantastic Pierre Polyev.
Oh, you mean the main... Oh, yeah, I see that right there. Let's play that.
He's really good. Oh, nice.
Oh, no, we have the CFRC official ad blocker. I think blocks that first one.
No dice, no
perfume. Is this picking up?
Your last chance to disappear.
I don't think it's... No. Nice AI.
Tai Chi.
Flow for
King
beginners.
Disappear from...
The liberals are gaining momentum. We need to recapture the narrative with brand new, never-been-done ideas. I've got...
Naked pictures of me. I'd vote for Polyev if he posted naked... If he sent out naked pictures to every voter. A sexy cabinet calendar. Oh my God, has nobody done this yet?
Well, Justin Trudeau basically did that.
Well, yeah, now who is it? It's
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Have you seen what she posts?
I have, yeah, like that fishing trip.
Me coloring, waiting for my boyfriend to be done his big boy job. You're talking about the former Prime Minister of Canada.
Yeah, and you're also like a 40-year-old.
But that's a whole other thing. Self-infantilization. It's rampant.
I've been like that's...
Well, you've been a baby before, so...
No, it's just, it does, it is.
Oh, it's horrifying.
It is, yeah. No, and
it's playing into auto-pedophilic fantasies.
Also, like, seeing it, I was so, I really didn't understand. It's like, can't we just, aren't you a human?
Well, it's like, have you seen those ones where it's like, me spending time in the blue store so that we could go to the pink store?
No, honestly, I could never,
Are you a baby?
Well, that's the whole point.
No, I know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I think I know more about feminism than you do.
I'm a NYU film school graduate.
Sucker.
I want to do it up on stage.
Can somebody please explain?
Lou, we'll explain later. When you're older.
In the footnotes.
When you're an NYU film school graduate.
I would love to go to NYU. My favorite record store is in New York City.
Yeah, because you're a stupid fucking lesbian.
Okay.
Jackass.
Yeah, it's because the cashier working there was the most beautiful woman I had ever seen in my life.
Damn.
It's true.
Speaking of the most beautiful person I've ever seen in my life, what's coming up next? It's a song by MCR.
Oh, true. MCR.
Who wants to call it?
I'll have
Shoot, I'm blanking on the name. Wait, I've got it. I'm not okay. I promise.
By MCR.
Got it. Let's make fun of Justin.
What's going on?
You wanted to make me yours.
Hello, you would have just heard I'm Not Okay by
My Chemical Romance.
Yes, also known as MCR. And after that, you would have heard a new recent release by a Canadian artist, Tommy. You know him more. No. You know him better than any of us do. Do you want to share?
Yeah, that was And In The Artist.
Again, that was his song, Blue Moon. Beautiful piece, beautiful. You know what he does? Not only is he an Elvis Presley impersonator, you know who else he impersonates?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, Sean Mayer.
And also,
no, my friends already tormented me with that.
He does who?
Gerard Way.
Yeah. Oh, and also he made some videos about, like, Stalin attacking, like...
Really?
We watched this at your house, remember?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I thought that was a dream.
Anyway...
What's the plot of the video again?
I don't know, like, Stalin and Ayn Rand were in it, and, like, it was...
Oh.
Somebody shooting people? We could watch
what?
It.
I don't want to. I don't want to be reminded of that.
I think it was, like, all paper cutouts. It was like South Park, actually. It was really well done.
Relax, guy.
I've never watched South Park.
Hey, hold off on it. Leave it to ferment, and then approach it when you're the when it. Yeah.
The same could be said for other shows and me, but oopsie, I've already watched them.
My Little Pony.
Yep.
No, I'm talking about has-been.
Friendship is magic.
Do you know the Anthony Bourdain tweet where he says, I'm fascinated by Applejack's struggles with sexual identity? I think that's what made him kill himself.
Anthony Bourdain didn't kill himself.
Are you stupid?
When did he kill himself? I thought he was still alive. What, he's
Are
dead?
You dumb?
I don't even know who this guy is. All I know is he...
You don't know who Anthony Bourdain is.
Well, I know
is.
He cooks food. Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wait, my dad met him like 3 times.
The American celebrity chef, author, and travel documentarian?
I love Anthony Bourdain.
Hey, I'm fucking Anthony Bourdain.
Look at that.
Oh. Well, I'm Anthony Bourdain. I'm from New York City. I'm the New York.
You never watched like any of his shows?
No, we were forbidden from that in my house because my dad thinks all celebrity chefs are fakers.
Yeah, but he is not a faker. He is like the one non-fake. Like Jamie, bless what's his
excuse
name?
Me.
Jamie Oliver fake.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Guy Fieri fake.
No, he isn't. He's real. I've seen him.
The
guy with the glasses, the like dude, Diners, Drive-ins, and no,
I know who you're talking about. His name's Tom something. He's Canadian.
Tom Canadian food guy.
Maybe it's not Tom. I actually.
No, he is the food guy. That's his name.
That's not him.
I don't know who that
all.
Is.
He's not Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives. He's like it was Food Network. It was on Food Network.
I think. No.
No, no, no. No, I was trying to remember his name, like, months ago. It's not Tom. It's not Tom.
His stupid stuff is always playing at the dentist's office when I go.
Yeah, my dad would watch him all the time.
Oh, Jesus. It's dusty. It's going on.
Here, go to images. We'll find him. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Jeez.
Yeah, just give me a second. Just like, we're not.
This guy, that's him, John Cattucci.
Oh, yeah,
John Cattucci.
Oh my God,
my dad
so
would watch him all the time. I grew
Chud.
Up with this guy.
That is, like...
I gotta take a picture and send it to him. Look who I just met.
And he's
yeah, it's always on, like, the... It's always on the dentist's office.
Yeah, doctor.
Do you guys go to the same dentist?
Of course, our entire family does. Oh, it's dusty. It's this mic. This
okay, overdramatic.
He is a drama student. Can you really blame him?
Yeah, for real.
I am a drama
queen. I'm just going to send this to him. A drag queen. Wait, a drag queen. I am the queen of drag. It's still recording.
It is still recording.
Okay. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Oh. So anyway, did we say what songs we listened to?
Yeah, we did.
And coming up next is a song by a person I utterly... I have mixed feelings about it. It's Amore by Mr.
Missing
Platek.
I said Missing Platek.
Mr. Platek, my grade 7 and 8 music teacher.
If I told you how I really feel, would you help to put the fire out? Basically don't like myself. Would you love me anymore? Could you love me anymore? Love me anymore? Love me anymore? Get the fire out. Don't you love me anymore? Could you love me anymore? Love me anymore? Love me anymore?
Okay, welcome back. You are still listening to
Gay Bar.
Nope, you are still listening to Bright Side of the Gay of the Bright Side of the Poo.
Gay Side of the Poo.
Oh, I really can't breathe that air in.
Yep, he just smelled his own breath.
I just smell my own finger.
Kid named Finger? Do you want to smell what underneath my belly button smells like?
Nope.
One time after, I've told the story before, after my mom ran the New York Marathon.
I know about this story.
I was in the hotel bed next to her, and I have an Audi. I have an Audi belly button. Yeah. And so put my finger underneath my belly button, and she was laying like, she was asleep. She was laying like this because she was exhausted because she just ran a marathon. Yeah. And I put my finger under her nose, and she goes like this, Tommy LaDuke. She got so angry at me.
Okay, you would have just, thanks for the story, Tommy. Now we're gonna do some serious stuff. You would have first heard Amore by serious. Mr. Platek from
Missing Pet.
Okay, yeah, whatever. And then you would have heard a song that I think widely applies
to everybody.
Hetero Scum by the Sugar Cubes.
Oh, no, not to us.
Well, no, I didn't say everybody. I said
true. Everyone at Queens.
Yeah.
Except yep, I said it. Except for
and,
us.
And
Danny.
Sloan. And Carson McNeese, although also.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea who they're talking about.
Did you get the bar or what?
Yeah, duh.
Who gives you the bars? I never understood. Oh my god. From where?
I don't know. I think they, I don't know, online.
They don't do them at the.
I don't know how it works. Somebody tells me.
Did you get it?
Well, I didn't get the piece of like fabric. Are we putting?
Are you gonna put it on?
Well, I don't know. I haven't put any of them on. I did a number of ones, and some that
I've done Wizard. I don't even own a school jacket.
I did Birrio Cart. I did Golden Goods.
Wow, you pander to the masses. What is that?
It's a like a headband.
Oh, that's for my hair.
Oh my god.
My camp counselor had one of those. Logan.
Oh my god. You look like a sprout. You look like a sprout.
Well, they do call me Sprouty Walker.
Yeah. Henry Sprout, girl.
Oh, she's leaving, and she's like, okay, where's my phone? Let's just get to the music. The next song you're going to hear is Gay Bar. I don't know who by it. That live on air. Oh,
stop.
We have
stop.
We so
and the first
so thing that Mrs. Mrs. Ledoux
goes, why does he look so gay?
We're here, folks.
I've got something to put in here.
Superstar at the K-Bar.
Sexual Assault Center Kingston is a nonprofit organization providing confidential, free, non-judgmental support for all survivors age 12 and up of recent and/or historical sexual violence in KFLNA since 1978. At the heart of our work is a deep partnership with our community and all its members. If you or someone you know has experienced sexual violence, please note that you are not alone. We provide counseling, crisis support, and advocacy services at no charge. Please visit our website at sackingston.com to learn more about our counseling and advocacy services. If you or someone you know are in need of crisis support, please reach out to our 24/7 telephone crisis support line by dialing 1-877-544-6424. You can also text or chat with a trained crisis responder from noon to midnight every day by texting 613-544-6424 or visiting webelievesurvivors.ca. For more information about our services, please call our office at 613-545-0762 or email us at sack@sackingston.com. We believe you and we hear you.
Hello.
Don't listen to this guy. We're staging a coup against Henry.
Okay, so then would one of you guys like to introduce us?
You're listening to CFRC.
Hey, it's Tommy. This is Bright Side of the Pooh.
CFRC.
With Lou.
Me, the guest, the new host. The legend, Lou.
Yes.
And the new host, Tommy.
Yep, I'm taking over. Did you know there's no mariachi bands in Kingston? They are all in Toronto.
That's sad.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't even know what we listen to. Here, it's yours now. I got drinks of water.
That's right. I am back.
Everything is dusty.
Yeah, I know. That's why you don't touch it. You would have just listened to Gay Bar by the people who did that song and Jocko Homo by Devo.
I was going to say, why is your thing not working anymore?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think this has been another classic and great episode of Bright Side of the Pooh. And I think we're gonna have to wrap it up. I'm glad that Lou, my fine brother from Toronto, was able to come all the way here. Yeah, and I mean, Tommy, you had fun too, I guess, kind of, maybe?
Yeah, I had a great time. This is my first time outside of the house ever.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, actually. You should see Tommy right now. She's falling apart.
Yeah.
Lou, you want to tell us the last song we listened to?
The last song and the next one is Who's Running the Show from TADC, The Amazing Digital Circus by Gooseworks.
It's news to me that it's news to you. To which degree, who answers to who? We could go on and on, but in the end, who are we kidding? My divinity is past infinity. Am I getting through? Seems our regime has plummeted south. Don't need to scream if you ain't got a mouth. Why bite the hand that feeds when it's the only hand you're getting? It's time you see that this great marquee is the only place you're ever gonna be. So strap on in and take it on the chin. And don't forget who's running the show. Now look at this. Absolute bliss. Oh, what a shock! Watch where you walk! I'm the host, I run the place. Kane, that is my name. Not enthused, just feeling used. Oh, what a goddamn shame!